2020, Democrat Candidates to Descend on South Carolina Over Weekend. By Michelle Moons on February 27, 2019. Four Democrats looking at bids for the presidency in 2020 will return to early primary state South Carolina leading up to and over the weekend, following a steady stream of Democrat contenders. Senator Cory Booker's visit Friday to Reedy Fork Baptist Church will mark his second trip to South Carolina since announcing his run, according to the state. He is holding an 11:30 a.m. town hall lunch at the church located in Simpsonville. Booker's campaign said he will also hold a conversation Saturday afternoon in Charleston. The location was not revealed at the time of the report. Senator Kamala Harris of California will make her second trip to the state since announcing her bid, speaking Saturday to the Charleston Black Expo Economic Empowerment Summit. She has been scooping up endorsements in California ahead of that state's primary, which has been moved far earlier in the primary season for 2020. Her campaign tipped off that she will bring a message on small and minority-owned businesses at Saturday's event in South Carolina. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, who has not officially announced a 2020 bid, will swing through the state Friday for a tour of the Fast Forward Community Technology Center in Columbia, according to the report. Don Fowler, former chair of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, will hold a meet and greet for Brown as well. That evening, Florence County Democrats will welcome Brown for a meeting in Florence. The Democratic Women of Darlington County will host Brown at noon in Hartsville, where he will speak to the group before Brown heads to an oyster roast with the Dorchester County Democratic Party. The state reported that the Dignity of Work tours bringing Brown to the state is part of a swing that takes him through early voting states Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Former Representative John Delaney of Maryland will hold a Clemson University town hall Wednesday evening. Delaney has already traveled all 99 counties in first-in-the-nation primary state Iowa and spent millions there, according to Politico. He was the first Democrat to announce his 2020 bid, declaring in July 2017, according to the report. Democrat presidential hopefuls have flooded into the first-in-the-South early voting state since the candidates began announcing their bids. The state has been seen as a linchpin in the pursuit of locking down the party nomination. Senator Amy Klobuchar, MN, a declared candidate as of February 10, made her first campaign visit to the state last Saturday. She spoke to just over 100 people in Greenville, the state reported.